decided to sell their home, Brookhouse Farm, a 450-acre dairy farm that had belonged to his father and his father before him. Genevieve knew that he had never forgiven himself for this bold step. "It's a new beginning," he told the family, when he finally accepted an offer that was too good to turn down from the builder who had pestered him to sell up for more than 3 years. It was an offer that would give them financial security. The new beginning had been Mum's idea. Serena Baxter had never really taken to the role of farmer's wife. "Whoever came up with the design for a cow deserves to be one," she used to say. "Anyone with an ounce of sense can see those legs at the back aren't made right. That's why they walk in that peculiarly stiff way." Genevieve's parents had met at a church barn dance. It had been love at first sight when Serena had tripped over a bale of hay and fallen into the arms of an anxious-looking man 5 years older than her. The spirited youngest daughter of the local vicar was an unlikely match for the stolid only son of a farmer, but they were wed within the year and settled into married life without a backward glance. The years passed. Genevieve arrived, her sisters following shortly.